If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Ooh, today we talk about one of my favourite things to do ever. But also, tell you about my own experience with this too. It is decluttering today. That's what we're going to talk about. And specifically why decluttering is good for your business. It's extremely good for your mental health, for your physical health, I believe, and just your time, energy, resources, and everything. But also, it is particularly good for your business. So, what's brought this on? Okay, why are we talking about decluttering today? Well, recently, I have been through the mother of all digital declutters. And the reason for that is because I've outsourced some work to somebody. And in order for them to be able to do their work, I need to have my kind of systems and structure sorted at this end, right? And I'm always talking about systems and structure and processes and all of those things. You know that. But I have to admit that some things have been a little bit lax at my end. And I am really kind of talking quite specifically about my phone, right? There are on my phone, I mean, I've got, I don't know, enormous memory on my phone, so it could never really run out. And that's been a blessing and a curse because it means that, you know, the 7,000 screenshots that I've taken over the years, nothing ever gets deleted. And yeah, you might be chuckling along because you're the same. But, you know, I question whether I need 2,300 selfies. Okay. It's quite shocking, actually, to kind of see what was on my phone. But I knew that also on my phone, there was some gold. There was some stuff that could be used as content. There were some videos. There were some great photos. So I needed to go through this truly painful exercise in order, like I say, for the person I'm outsourcing the work to be able to do their work. And I paid them, right? So I want them to be able to do it. So this is what's brought this episode about. And I'll talk more about my experience with it as we go through. But decluttering, spring cleaning, whatever you want to call it, it's basically the process of kind of getting rid of stuff, right? We all understand the concept of it. And, you know, fresh new start, right, I'm going to do this properly now. Which sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the process of getting rid of stuff, be it physical or digital, that, you know, to use the Marie Kondo expression, doesn't spark joy, is absolutely just so crucially important in business and in life. And I'm a massive advocate of this. And I've been a real, you know, I'm really kind of ruthless when it comes to physical decluttering and physical stuff. And I've been, I mean, since I was a kind of a child, I know that I've been to friends' houses and my mum's neighbours and whatever to kind of sort stuff out for them. You know, it's a bit of a standing joke. Oh, I need Libby to come round. She'll get rid of it. And I don't understand why I have always done this, because there's some physical things, some possessions that I have more attachment to some people. So there's certain, you know, don't even start me on my notebooks because they're very precious to me. And no, I will never write in them because they're so beautiful. So there's some things that don't make any sense. But in terms of like wardrobe clear outs and, you know, old stuff, I'm quite happy to get rid of things. And I say I'm quite kind of famous for this and always have been in family friend circles. And why you need to do this is because it allows, it like takes a pressure off, you know. The amount of more stuff you're surrounded by, but digital or physical, the more kind of, noise it creates just by being there. And that can be really confusing and can lead to, like, your mind being cluttered and your energy being different. So I remember someone saying ages ago, I heard it on the radio, that your loft, right? So your loft is probably got stuff in there that you've no idea what's in it, okay? And I remember them saying that your loft is basically like a bin above your head. I can't remember who said it, I'm sorry, so I can't attribute the quote to them, but your loft is like a bin above your head. And when you think about it, that's so true, right? I mean, I know that over the years when I've moved house, I've pretty much just packed up the loft, moved it to another loft, which makes no sense, right? Because if you don't know what's in your loft, what the bloody hell are you moving it to a new loft for? It just gets put away. So when we moved a couple of times, three or four times in the last 6-7 years. So I moved quite a lot recently, and moving is always great for decluttering. And each time I move, I do certainly get more roofless. And in this, the last two moves, so we're only in the last house for 2 years, so they were really close together, these moves, we have been far more roofless. And so a lot of the things that have gone is like old school books. I mean, why? I don't care what work I did for my classical studies A-level, quite frankly. So it's all gone. All that stuff has gone. And a lot of stuff relating to my business that I was carrying about has gone. So I've kept a few mementos because they're really important to me. You know, like when I organised the social media award ceremony, super glitzy event, did that three times a few years ago now. But I've kept like the programme for that and some marketing, some magazine. I used to produce a magazine each month that got sent out to members of an online membership program that I had. And so I've got a copy of all of those because there was a lot of work that went into that, and they're physical things that kind of I'm quite proud of, right? So I've kept those, but I've condensed it. So it's now just in my office. It's just kind of in one really small box, all those things. And also one copy of all business cards that I've had, because that's kind of quite funny to look at the progression of the business. And old account stuff because certainly not necessarily all the receipts and all that stuff from years ago. You don't need to keep those. But I've obviously kept my annual returns and those kind of things because I like to see stuff like that. But they're just kind of little mementos, but it's really, really edited. So the things that I got rid of, like I say, old school books, just, do you know what? I mean, I had a wedding dress for when I got married in 2002, and it had been in the loft until I moved two houses ago, I guess. So it had been in the loft for 18 years. I'd got divorced by that point, and I just gave it away because it's like, why do I have this? So when my husband and I got married three and a bit years ago, I sold the dress immediately afterwards. Because I knew, what's the point in keeping it, okay? So, and I've got beautiful, it was fabulous wearing it, beautiful photos and all that, but now it's much more, you know, I'm never going to use this again, I'm never going to wear this again, I'm never going to look at this again, get rid. And I do, like I say, I do Marie Kondo everything. I do hold things in my hand and say, does it spark joy? But if it comes to a box of, what's in this box? Don't know. Do you know what's in this box? No. Right, okay, let's just get rid of it. Because if we don't even know what's in the box, it's not going to be important. So that's kind of a thing about physical stuff, okay? And in this house we're in now, so we moved 7 or so months ago, we've boarded, because it's a brand new house, so the loft wasn't boarded. So we've boarded a very small area of the loft, and we've got the Christmas tree up there, the Christmas decorations, and my husband's guitar case. And I think that's it. There's nothing. So all the other stuff has been distributed amongst the kind of rooms that it belongs in. And, you know, if he wants to look through his old football programmes, then he knows where they are, right? So it kind of feels like a much better experience. But what about digital decluttering. And I confess, this is a real weakness of mine. There's something about out of sight, out of mind. You know, I don't know. There's something about physical stuff that I can see it, therefore I can deal with it, I can get rid of it, I can know if I want it or not. But digital stuff, it's like hidden, right? So I find that I didn't realise I found it much more difficult, but I clearly find it much more difficult to deal with that stuff. And so because I have recently taken on someone to support me in my business, I'm outsourcing some stuff, I needed to tackle it. And the reason that I needed to tackle it is because I knew that I had loads of stuff that was going to be really useful. And I've been in business for over 11 years, right? 12 years this year. And you create a lot of digital assets in that time. You create a lot of content in that time. And even if you've only been in business a year, you will have created a lot of stuff that can be, you will have forgotten about, that can be kind of reused and repurposed, right? So I went through the folders on my, in my OneDrive on my computer, and there everything's filed. You know, everything's filed in those. That's okay. If I create something, then it goes in the right file. So I went through all the, when I had my online program recently, my group program, my marketing program that I closed in 2022, I used to do a kind of short coaching call with the group every week. So I had, I don't know how many I had, but certainly over 50 that were reusable. Some were really, really specific, things that could be reused, right? That's content that I've created that is mine, that is me speaking, that is a video of me that has just gone in a file. So, I mean, that's insane. That's that's like, if I released one every day, that's like 50 days worth of content that just sits there. So that's gone into the shared folder with the person who's going to be doing some work with me. So yeah, just sits there, right? So how many things have you got like that on your computer that you are never going to use again, that you've created, that you could use again? Sorry, that you haven't used again, that you could use again because you've forgotten about them. Probably all sorts of little bits and bobs. Even if it's just a video of you, you know, kind of at work that you can use as a reel with a different caption on it. You'll have tons of stuff, yeah? So as well as finding assets that you've forgotten about that you can reuse, it helps you organise things for repurposing, okay, by going through all this stuff. So you could create a separate folder. As you're going through all your files, you can create a separate folder that is like evergreen content, for example. And then you know that when you want to share some content or when you're planning your content for the future, you can just pop something out there and it's going to be usable. And then in 6 months' time, you can use the same thing again. And it means that it just doing this exercise, this digital declutter, helps save you so much time and energy in the long run. Oh my God, but believe you me, it is a ball ache at the time. It's also a wrist ache from clicking on the mouse and a backache because you sit and you don't move. Oh, it's a hideous, hideous job. My God, I hated doing it. I spent 2 days solid last week doing this and I know I still haven't finished, but I've made massive progress. So it's a hateful job to go through, but oh my goodness, tomorrow you will thank today you for doing this. Believe you me, because I am loving last week Libby, who did all this work, and now it's just all done and everything's easy and everything's there and there's no waste and blah, 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 blah. So it's great. It's great. It's horrible to go through, but it's well worth it. And you might find that you know, maybe you created a little course or a worksheet or a, you know, or something like that, that can be reissued. Or perhaps you made a video that you could now charge for. Do you see what I mean? You could, or little videos that you can put together in one video that you can charge for. I am fairly sure, unless you're super new to business, but I am fairly sure that you've got stuff kicking around in your OneDrive or Dropbox or Google Drive or somewhere that you can reuse, that you're not getting the value out of and nor is anyone else getting the value out of it because you're not sharing it often enough. And this is really the best thing that can come out of this. And this is so good for you and it's so good for your business because you don't need to keep thinking of new ideas all the time. You create once, use lots, okay? And I'm not sort of talking about repurposing as in chopping up. I did an episode a few weeks ago about repurposing your content. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well for you if you've not listened to that. But I'm not necessarily talking about using finding something like that and chopping it up. I'm talking about not wasting what you've already created, right? Because you talk about your business a lot, you share a lot of information and ideas with people, you're creating social media content, maybe you're writing emails, maybe you've got a podcast like this one, maybe you've written a book, like I wrote a book. And there's all that stuff that actually you can, if you just search through your digital archive, you'll find stuff that you can reuse, which is great. And like I say, some stuff that you might have created for free that you can now charge for if you package it slightly different. So it's incredible. So doing this exercise creates a lot of space for new things, but the feeling of this calmness that comes with it is really something. So when I started to go through my phone, I don't know how many, 27,000 things in my photos, albums, videos, an awful lot. And I know that, probably 5 years ago, I started the process of deleting photos and just shit out of my photos file on my phone. And I then stopped doing it. So about 5 years ago, I'd done year zero to year five. But since then, I hadn't done anything. And I started with the most recent and worked my way backwards, hoping that I'd kind of meet myself in the middle of the bit I'd done before. But I think I take a lot of photos. So when we go out, I take a lot of photos of views. I take a lot of photos of my husband and I take a lot of pictures of my cat and my garden. They're the things that I photograph the most. And so that's okay. I'll not delete any photos of any cats I've ever had. So I've got all those photos, but then just like I say, the screenshots, a screenshot that was to remind me of something that I'd seen. I'm just like, look at it and go, I don't even know what this is or who this person is or what they're talking about. So that's no use. And I hadn't ever deleted anything. So I went back, I think about 4 years from now to 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And it took a long time. And it was, I deleted a lot of stuff, thousands of things. And then I'd had enough, and also just had enough. I just run out of willpower with it. But I'd got back to the point in terms of business. I'd got back to the point where anything before that kind of was perhaps a bit old, unless it was re-recorded because I look different. I'm maybe talking in a slightly different way about things. My hair was completely different, whatever. So it would need to be re-recorded. And that was okay. But what I'm seeing now on my, maybe like my Facebook memories, or I use the app TimeHop, which shows you photos that you took on that day over the years. I'm still seeing, not screenshots because I've done all of them, but other things that I'm like, didn't get to years 4, 5 and 6, did I? So I know I've got a chunk of time in the middle that I still need to do something with. But that's okay. I will. I'll go back to it. And that becomes more just for me knowing I've done it and me knowing it's completed rather than it being usable content that I'm missing. Okay, like I said, because it's probably, some of it's too old for that. Although, the ones where the years when I'm thinner, I like to keep all of those just to see, right? Okay. But why decluttering is good for your business is that it creates more space for new things. And I don't mean, you delete loads of photos, you delete loads of files, you delete loads of emails, that it frees up more space for more of those. I don't mean that. I mean that knowing everything is sorted is calming, right? So it gives you a lot more headspace as well as the kind of actual physical digital space. And it might save you money as well Because if you're paying certain data plans for, I don't know, Dropbox or something like that, then if you've got less stuff, then you might be paying a lower fee. And I did declutter my email list as well recently. So I deleted almost half the people on my email list, my mailing list, because they were inactive. They hadn't responded to anything for 90 days, according to the data available in ConvertKit that I use. So I sent a few emails to check and say, right, I'm going to delete you if you don't reply. And a few people did reply, so that's fine, because sometimes people get flagged as not opening stuff when they have, because it's not 100% accurate now with, we can kind of block cookies and Apple blocks things and all of that. So I decluttered my email list, and all of it just feels really good because you get better results. You know that everybody on your email list is interested, right? Amazing, brilliant. So you get better results, better open rates and all of that. Deleting all this stuff off my hard drives, my cloud storage, I know that everything that I've got is usable and there's a point to it. So I'm not weighed down by just shit that I've been gathering over the years. Because like I say, 11, 12 years in business, you do pick up some rubbish and you do collect things and store things, and just in case. And the just in case doesn't mean anything for years down the line. So there is an element of ruthlessness there involved. And having everything in the right place helps you to find things and also refreshes you as to what there is, right? So some stuff I was like, I do not have any memory of ever creating this, but this is quite good. So it's going to be reused. And that's great. And that saved me so much time and energy, which is good for me and is good for my business. And the space that it creates, this headspace or this actual digital physical space, is really good for breathing. It's really good to just allow you to breathe. And it's really good to allow you to be creative, because the less clutter there is around you, the more your mind can do what your mind needs to do, right? And you can also see where the gaps are. So you might have created lots of stuff, but you think, do you know what? I've never talked about X. And that's really important in your business, right? So you can see where the gaps are, which is fantastic. And you can also kind of see what's not worked and what has worked. So you will kind of know, oh, I created that thing and nobody liked it. Let me look at it now with fresh eyes and a bit more experience and see what's going on with it. So it allows you to kind of analyze stuff as well, which is incredibly helpful to evaluate where you are in your business and what you've already done and achieved. So honestly, I would say to you, spending a day or two decluttering is tiring. However, it is brilliant for moving your business forward. Absolutely brilliant. I have uncovered some incredible stuff that's going to be so useful for you as it's shared over the coming weeks and months. And it's all already created. I don't have to do anything new. So it's like you've absolutely won at life there. Okay. So my advice to you is spend the time doing it. Block out a day or two to do it. You might think, oh, can't block out a day or two. Yeah, you can. This is incredible stuff. This is proper business owner stuff. You're doing the hard work now, so you're not duplicating things. You're not going over old ground. You're not creating things that you've already got, and you're not missing things. You're not missing any gaps that you've got. And having proper filing systems on your phone, you know, you can create folders on your phone for photos, which I now have. Da-da-da. So I've got a folder for podcast testimonials or feedback. I've got a folder for book comments and feedback about my book, so that I can just share those really quickly. I don't have to scroll through bloody 20 years worth of rubbish on my phone to find them. They're just in a folder. It's so much easier. It's so much easier. Once you've done it, once you've set this stuff up, then you can just, when you take a screenshot of something, you can just pop it into the right folder so you know what it's about. and you know what it is that you want to do with it. It saves you so much time and energy, and future you will thank today you for doing this hard work, believe you me. And you won't feel as if you've lost control of stuff, because that's the expression that I was using. I was saying, I've lost control of my email inbox, I've lost control of my phone. Those are the two things that kind of really, really bothered me. So my emails, I'd always been really strict on filing my emails, but I don't know, I felt I'd lost control of it. And I think that's because I do a lot of my emails on my phone. So I don't file stuff on my phone, as you know. So when I come back to my computer and my emails are there, it's like, oh, I've got 975 things in my inbox. So it's about being strict, and it's about having these systems and these processes, and then you won't feel like you've lost control with it. And future you will love today you so much. And the reason decluttering is so good for your business is it saves time, energy, gives you systems, gives you breathing space, gives you headspace to be creative and go out and do the magical things that you do. Oh, I hope this has inspired you, and I'd love to know what you've done and what you think. So please do message me on Instagram at Libby Langley. I'd love to hear about this. If you ever need any help decluttering, then, you know, just let me know and I'll come around and I'll chuck things out of your loft for you. So thanks for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.